A former MHK is bidding for a return to the House of Keys. We heard yesterday they had 9 votes to try and get the 4 members. They got 2. That's Mr. Henderson and Mr. Cretney. They're going to have to come back again after fresh nominations come forward in April. But a former MHK is going to be in those nominations. He's the Douglas councillor, Bill Mullarkey. He's contesting the by-election in South Douglas, likely in late May, made possible following David Cretney's elevation to the Legislative Council. I'm sorry, he's not going for the MLC. He's going for the seat, which has been left vacant by Mr. Cretney. He served in South Douglas from 2006 to 2011 and helped lead the Chief Minister's drug and alcohol strategy, firstly offering his congratulations to Mr. Cretney, who has served virtually 30 years in an MHK and whose elevation to the Legislative Council, of course, has opened the door for Mr. Mullarkey to come back into the House of Keys if he can get the voters to agree to that. It's quite an achievement, though, for Mr. Cretney, 30 years in MHK.
Yes, I'd like to congratulate David. I know he would probably have preferred it done by the public vote, but the system is what the system is at the moment. You know my passion for politics. I've been involved in politics in the Isle of Man now for over 9 years, having spent 5 years from 2006 and 2011 representing South Douglas. Obviously, I was disappointed after the election in 2011, losing out to 2 fine candidates, but I did pull over 1,000 votes. I immediately turned my eye to local council, which I've been representing Murray's Ward since 2012. So I believe now that I have the experience both within Tynwald and within local government to hit the ground running. There's only 16 months left now before the next general election. I believe I am the right candidate for the job to get in there, bring some fresh ideas forward and help to represent not just South Douglas, not just Douglas, but the Isle of Man to move forward. Tough times ahead still, but with the right ideas, I think we'll do very well.
Having had a foot in both camps, if you like, local government and central government, do you think you're well placed? Can you see a clear distinction between the role of a local politician and a national politician?
Yes, I can. I mean, most people who are elected to Tynwald go through local government first. I've done a little bit of a back to front, but I don't think it's done me any harm because I've been very much involved in council in helping keep rates down. I've chaired the Eastern Civic Community Site, Vice Chair of Standards Committee, Vice Chair of Environmental Services Committee. So I've been very, very active working with other councillors to keep the rates down in Douglas. There is a role for both council and government, and I'm very disappointed at the speed at which we've had government reform. They've talked about it for too long. We're starting to move some of the delegated responsibilities towards local authorities, but I think it's a little bit too small, too late. I would like to see a completely reform. We have over 160 councillors and commissioners on the Isle of Man, a population of 85,000. I think that in itself is just too many. I know some of the out-of-town commissioners would disagree with me, but you've got to remember the population of the Isle of Man, 85,000. One third of that population lives in Douglas. Another quarter to a third comes to Douglas every day to work. So Douglas is more incapable of taking on the whole island. Now, that really will upset a few people, but I think you've got to think large and not small. And we've got to get away from protecting our own small communities. We are one big community and we have to work together for the future of this island. Times have changed. Economy of scales have changed. We really do have to work together. And I know it is happening, but for me, I don't think it's happening fast enough.
You've continued to deal with both central and local government matters as a councillor. So how important is it to be able to go straight back in to central government as an MHK potentially and actually tackle jobs? It doesn't seem that we've got time for induction periods and have gentle introductions and rest on laurels.
That's why, James, I say I can hit the ground running because I've got the experience of what's going on in local government at the moment, but I've also got my finger on the pulse of what's going on in Tynwald and what's going on the island generally. It's nice to see that our revenue budget has been balanced, but of course, you know, the reserves have to be topped up. We've got to stop hitting them. I have ideas of moving forward with that. We have the user agreement coming up for renewal. That's a major issue as far as I'm concerned. The future of the Isle of Man could revolve around that user agreement. I sat on 2 select committees looking into this team packet. So I have lots of ideas, fresh ideas that I can bring to the table.
Where does your passion for politics stem from, do you think?
It stemmed from the fact I was born on the Isle of Man. I'm Manx. I live in South Douglas. I love politics with a passion. I have 3 great girls who hopefully soon will start producing grandchildren for me. I don't want to leave them the legacy of the future of debt, which things like the MEA have caused, and now possibly the NI insurance is going to cause. We really have to not burden them and work for their future. I've done well out of the Isle of Man. I've worked hard all my life. I've ran businesses and sold businesses. Now it's, for me, my passion, my time is spent, is making our island a place for the future, for the safety, and a great place to be for my children and for my grandchildren and yours.